Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Brother T, as we continue our journey into the discovery of A Course in Miracles. Today is January 15th, and we're going to be studying Lesson 15. My thoughts are images which I have made. Our first 2 weeks this year in this coursework, if this is new to you and then you're a first-time Course in Miracles student, the first time you've been working through the workbook, not much experience with the textbook, I recognize and appreciate your courage and your desire to know more about yourself. And it certainly takes, I believe, a large level of trust. In the face of all of the training of the world, our institutions, our family training, passed on generation to generation, and certainly our institutional religions. It's very unsettling to take the risk that maybe we're doing something that for thousands of years, literally, has been spoken to be the absolute truth. And to take that on, to be willing to set all of that aside, or at least set whatever we can aside to be willing to, you know, pick up this teaching from our brother Jesus Christ. Yes, this is a teaching from Jesus Christ, not your grandma's Jesus, okay? This is channeled work about 45 years ago. It was published for the first time, and there is a celebration going on around the world because of the depth of enlightenment that's available in this singular curriculum called A Course in Miracles. Yes, there's other work, and there is more work coming through now from Jesus through other channels that are opening up. As we evolve consciously, our minds expand. As our minds begin to expand, they begin to open up, and we discover what this course is teaching us about, we discover an access point. If you can imagine a needle inserted through an onion, it's an intersection. It's an access point. It's an intersection where there is a merging of mind with our higher self. And we've all heard about it. It's been referred to for hundreds and hundreds of years as the Holy Spirit. But in A Course in Miracles, Jesus tells us this is nothing more than your right mind. It is the part of you that never chose to participate, if you will, or to fall asleep, if you will, and to dream a dream of separation. And A Course in Miracles is called a tiny man idea. What would it be like if I were separate from God? Well, as children often do, right, we might join with another friend of ours or a brother and sister and say, hey, let's pretend. Let's play like we're adults. You know, we used to throw a sheet over the clothesline when I was a youngster, and I had a lot of brothers and sisters around, and we would camp out overnight, you know, make a tent. And, you know, when it got late and when it got cold and when the batteries ran out, you know, we were concerned about, you know, can we get back in the house? Can we want to return home? But we're pretending to be adults. We were pretending to be alone. We were pretending to be on our own. We were pretending to be acting out like adults, you know, and trying it on, so to speak. What would it be like to be God? Have you ever imagined that maybe this is the game that's happening? Well, I never did, honestly, until I attracted this work into my life. And if you are tuned into this episode today, this radio channel, this Blog Talk Radio podcast, you've attracted this into your life. I mean, you don't have to accept anything. You have free will. You can go in a different direction right now. But I invite you to stick around and journey with us this year through A Course in Miracles, because A Course in Miracles, it is absolutely a revolutionary teaching, but it's the teaching that's really been going on for thousands of years from this enlightened master, this ascended master, we would know as Jesus Christ, and others as well. And they've all taught the same curriculum. Even Buddha, when he was asked if he was enlightened, said, laughed and said, well, I am the dreamer of the dream. And that's what Jesus refers to this experience as dreamlike. Yes, there is reality here, but we are covering it over with our small self thoughts, if you will, our egoic thoughts. And this is what this teaching is bringing us to and beginning to grasp about our own experience here. My thoughts are images which I have made is our lesson for today. And if you are just jumping in for the first time today, I really encourage you to go back, if you don't mind. And we missed a couple of episodes in that first week as we were trying to get the time slot worked out when this could work for me every day. And I believe we have it now. And I'm really intending to stay with this. But 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central, 10:30 Mountain, 9:30 West Coast, and hopefully this will work for you wherever you may be. And I'll do my level best to help you to understand and grasp a foundational understanding of what A Course in Miracles is, and so that when you're reading the textbooks or when you're reading the Foundation for the Manual for Teachers, or when you are studying the workbook lessons on your own, that it becomes your teacher. It becomes your teacher. I'm really just a tour guide here to help you begin to lay that foundation so that when you're reading this book, you're not mystified by the presentation of the way it's presented, so that you can really begin to read between the lines and allow the Spirit to inform you of this profound truth of who and what you are. It's because the thoughts you think appear as images that you do not recognize them as nothing. You think them, and so you think you see them. And this is how your seeing, quote unquote, was made. This is the function you have given your body's eyes. It is not seeing, period. It is image making. It takes the place of seeing, replacing vision with illusions. This introductory idea to the process of image making, which you call seeing, will not have much meaning for you. You will begin to understand it when you have seen little edges of light around those same familiar objects which you see now. That is the beginning of real vision. You can be certain that real vision will come quickly when this has occurred. So as we go along, you may have many light episodes. They may take many different forms, some of them quite unexpected. Do not be afraid of them. They are signs that you're opening your eyes at last. They will not persist because they merely symbolize true perception, and they're not related to knowledge. These exercises will not reveal knowledge to you, but they will prepare the way to it. I want to share with you an experience I had after studying Course in Miracles for several years. And I really enjoyed getting up in the mornings and sitting out on my sun deck, if you will. It's like a closed-in patio. And, you know, I was living out in the country, and I was able to kind of watch the bunny rabbits and the squirrels, you know, flipping around and doing what they do. And sometimes deer would come by, and there was little or no traffic, little or no noise. And even with that, I like to still put in earplugs when I meditate to just block out the world as much as possible. And I was sitting there one morning, and I had been contemplating, as I had been reading the workbook lessons and the textbook for some time that year, pretty steadily, you know, 5-6 hours a day or more. I was really into it. I mean, it really captured me when I first found this teaching. And I just couldn't put it down. And I really wanted to get it. I really wanted to understand it. And one of the things that I had been contemplating at that point was this Holy Spirit, this voice that's available to us, you know, when we when we're listening for this voice, what does it sound like? I mean, does it sound like somebody else's voice? I mean, is it like somebody or some other entity is speaking into my mind? You know, would I hear it with my ears, or, you know, what? I mean, what would this voice sound like? Would it sound more, could it be a woman's voice, or could it be, you know, I don't know. You know, I was really contemplating that question. And this had been going on for several days, and was still just kind of struggling. You know, wonder what that is, you know. So, and the question that kept bubbling up is, well, if the Course in Miracles says that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind, and if the voice of the stream of thoughts that I hear, if you will, as my thoughts in my mind, the tonality, the voice, you know, just how it sounds as my internal self-talk, my internal voice, you know, would this voice, if I were able to perceive it, would this voice sound like my voice? I mean, how would I know? Right? That it's not me or not my thoughts, if you will. And as I was sitting there contemplating that question that particular morning, I started to drift off to sleep just a little bit. I was just kind of nodding. I remember I was just beginning to drift off just a little bit. And suddenly I felt this vibration. And it was really intense. And it started to build. And it was like, it was a tone that I was hearing in my ears, but I couldn't tell, was it outside of me? Was it, you know, something I was hearing from within? And it felt like this vibration, and I can't possibly mimic it here for you, but it wasn't a real high pitch. And it just kept, but it was pretty intense, and it began to build. And it, you know, it caught my attention quite readily, and I'm listening to it, and I still had my eyes closed, sitting there, you know, in a meditative pose, and I was sitting at the corner of my couch, and my legs were kind of stretched out across the couch, but I was sitting straight up with a pillow behind my back, at the end of the couch, as you might imagine, and I could feel this vibration increasing in volume, it seemed like. It was getting louder. And it's like, I began to wonder, well, am I breathing? Or, you know, why? What is going on? Because this was very unusual experience for me. And now this is all happening very, very quickly. Maybe all of this experience was in the span of just a very few seconds, really. But it just kept building and building very rapidly. And I opened my eyes. And when I looked down at my legs, at my body, all I could see was I was like this being of light. And it was like light was building and the light was growing. And it was like it was growing out of my chest, out of my heart chakra, and building. And I could barely see, like, well, I could see, like, from my knees on down, I could see the rest of my legs. And it was like my body was filling out with light, and the vibration was increasing. The tone was increasing, almost like getting louder and louder. And it was such an amazing experience, and something I had no anticipation of, totally unexpected, and had no meaning that I could give it. I had no definition for it. And this, again, happened just in a fraction of a second, maybe, I don't know, as I was seeing this experience. And suddenly I had the thought of, am I transitioning? Is my body dissolving? Am I dying? And there was a thought of fear. And in a microsecond, a thought of fear. And as soon as my energy shifted, right, from one of curiosity, one of just this, like, wow, what is this going on? As you can imagine this. The energy, the question floating through my mind so very, very, very quickly that as soon as I had that thought of fear, it all ended. It just, it was all gone. And there I was, just sitting there, right? This was one of, at that point, one of the most intense, for lack of a better term, all I can call it is a peak spiritual experience that I had ever experienced in my life. I mean, literally, my body looked appeared like my body had turned into light. At least my chest area, my heart chakra area, my torso. And I didn't know what to think of that. I had, you know, it was shocking. But my takeaway was that I got the message. The message was, yeah. Because remember, the question I was asking was, I'd gotten it down to a very simple question. It was, if I'm listening for the voice, capital V, voice of God, capital C, comforter, capital F, friend, capital T, teacher, the Holy Spirit, my higher self, nothing more than my right mind, it would probably sound like my voice. If it is me, ultimately, then that voice, to hear that voice, it would sound like my voice. And so maybe it would be difficult to discern between, was I in union with this higher self and hearing its thoughts, if you will, or are these all my thoughts? You know, but either way, the point is, would it sound like my voice? Would it be different? No. Would it sound like my voice? And the answer was yes. I mean, that was my takeaway. I mean, I felt like that was an answered prayer. It was an answered question I had. And I was, you know, thoughts are, you're always in prayer. When you're thinking, you're really kind of always in prayer. And that was the answer. And it was about a year later when things went to the next level. And I'll share that story with you some other time. But the reason for the explanation, the reason for sharing the anecdote is that as you begin to consider these foundational teaching points of A Course in Miracles, that granted, you know, I understand they fly in the face of what we've been taught by the world and by our institutions. But the point is that it's as we begin to be willing to accept that this is another way of seeing things, that this is a possible new way of experiencing life, that maybe, right, just maybe, that it's entirely possible that we will have these different experiences. And lo and behold, yes, we do. In fact, now I understand that these experiences are validations, they're confirmations that we're moving in the right direction, that our mind is, in fact, opening. Our mind is beginning to open. Our consciousness is evolving because we're letting go of false ideas. We're really letting go of fear, and we're letting go of self-judgment. We're beginning to practice forgiveness of ourself, literally. In other words, we're not taking ourselves so seriously. We're not condemning ourselves so harshly. And in so doing, obviously, we would also cut our brothers and sisters a little bit more slack too. So things start to change. And these peak spiritual experiences, to me, are absolutely confirmations that we are in the right place, studying the right work, and doing the things that we need to do to grow spiritually and evolve consciously. And it's very, very exciting. And it was once told to me by one of my mentors that once we have a peak spiritual experience, it's incumbent upon us to share it, to teach it to others, so that they will know that it's possible for them, absolutely. And we cannot be prepared, because this is about mind training, we are preparing ourselves for the next level, that we can't really be prepared for the next peak spiritual experience until we do so. In other words, the teacher is the learner. And you'll bump into that, of course, in A Course in Miracles, again and again. The teacher is the learner. So in order for us to really assimilate the learning, the insight, And the revelation that comes from these peak spiritual experiences, it's incumbent upon us to teach and share them, because that's how we assimilate them into our own life. That's how we begin to really see, and that's what our lesson today is about, seeing, not with the body's eyes, but with the mind of clarity, that we begin to see the world, if you will, through different eyes. We begin to see the world through different eyes. So we withhold judgment, and we extend forgiveness, and we extend love, and we don't get hoodwinked by fear or the idea of guilt and all of the attributes that go with that, those low levels of consciousness. As we go along, you have many light episodes, he says, quote unquote. They may take many different forms, some of them quite unexpected. Well, I promise you, that was a very unexpected light episode for me personally. And I will also say that I've also come to understand that everyone will be communicated with by spirit in the appropriate way, in the appropriate time. Ours is to just do the work. And that's why I love these workbook lessons. Ours is just to do the work and to be willing to be taught, to be willing to be communicated with by spirit. In practicing the idea for today, repeat it first to yourself and then apply it to whatever you see around you. Using its name and letting your eyes rest on it, as you say, this, whatever it is an image which I have made. This, whatever it is an image that I have made. And the second sentence is, this blank is an image which I have, in other words, we're saying the same thing over and over. This, whatever it is an image that I have made. It's not necessary to include a large number of specific subjects for the application of today's idea. It is necessary, however, to continue to look at each subject while you repeat the idea to yourself. The idea should be repeated quite slowly each time. My thoughts are images which I have made. This glass, this pencil, this door, this desk, this whatever I'm looking at outside the window, whatever it is I'm seeing, this is an image which I have made. Although you'll obviously not be able to apply the idea to very many things during the minute or so of practice that's recommended, try to make the selection as random as possible. Less than a minute will do for the practice periods. If you begin to feel uneasy, do not have more than 3 application periods for today's idea, unless you feel completely comfortable with it. And do not exceed 4. However, the idea can be applied as needed throughout the day. So do we have it? We don't need a large number of specific subjects, because we're only going to do this for a minute or so. And we're only going to do this 3 times, maybe if you're very comfortable, 4 times. And we start by taking a good deep breath. In my opinion, we want to come to center, catch our breath. That brings us back to the center. We don't normally think about our breathing. We go throughout the day without thinking about our breathing. But when we remember to take a good deep breath, we kind of arrest that process and we come to the center of our being. We notice our breathing. We become present. And we tell ourselves, we read the lesson, my thoughts are images which I have made. And we do that as we repeat that to ourselves, and then we apply it to whatever we see around us, right? This, whatever it is an image which I have made. And that, whatever it is an image which I have made. My thoughts are images which I have made. This is a very gentle curriculum. And really, what we're learning to do is to practice being present in these first few lessons, especially. We're being guided in the process of being present. And I think it's fantastic because it doesn't cause any strain. Yeah, granted that the lessons themselves can be a little far out, cause a little fear, if you will. But there's nothing to be concerned about. We can give ourselves time. We can give ourselves patience. And just the practice itself of being present. In some of my earlier training on my spiritual path, you know, it's being present when we're chewing our food, right? Being present to our bodies when we're taking care of ourselves. Being present to people who we are with. The ego is always rushing to try to control and assert its opinions, positionalities, dominance, domain, if you will. Dominion, I should say, over our domain, control, protect, defend. It's busy, 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 right? Looking at whatever's going on in the moment and judging it as safe or unsafe, or looking to puff itself up. I mean, we all have experienced these things that this unconscious egoic mind, you know, does. That's what it does. So with that, we have these workbook lessons that kind of help us to just slow down a little bit. I mean, if you're connected to spirit when you're driving, you know, your car, if you just practice taking a good deep breath and asking, you know, the Holy Spirit, are you there? And listening for a response. You might find yourself talking to yourself, and you know what? That's not a bad thing. That's actually a very good thing. Well, we'll close with that, my brothers and sisters. I really enjoyed our time today. I love you so very much. God bless, and we'll be back tomorrow with Lesson 16. And if you would like to join in some other things, you can go to truemindshift.com, and I'll be putting together another presentation tomorrow night on the textbook. I love you and I appreciate you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send